Overcoming addiction. First, let's look at what addiction is. The different stages of it. You may be at the stage of not quite knowing if you have an addiction. It is a behaviour that you like to do, or this is what you are telling yourself. But you have decided you like to do it a little bit too much. Or you may be at the stage where you have created a bad relationship to your addiction. You no longer like it at all, yet you must do it. There is a voice inside of your head that takes over, convincing you of why this behavior can happen just one more time, or why it is all right for you to do it right now. Discovering why this behavior is so tantalizing. Does it help you to cope with your reality in some way? Does it help you to feel normal? Does it help your anxiety? Does it help you in some way to deal with people? To be in groups? Or has this addiction run away with you? It has isolated you, created a relationship of its own that does not allow you to move forward in your life, to work with others. Addiction is tricky. Addiction has a mind of its own, an entity of its own. It also has a part of you, part of you that you have denied, that you may not even know is there, emotions that are being denied, a creativity that is being denied. Addiction is layered. It is not just any one thing, but it can take over your life. If you are choosing your addiction instead of choosing your creativity, instead of choosing your social activities, instead of choosing your career, it is, in fact, an addiction. You are creating a relationship to something that is in its shadow, in other words. It's in its shadow because it is in the dark. It has not been allowed to air out, to come out into the light. Overcoming addiction has many layers to it. Allowing yourself first to feel. When I feel, is that when I desire this addiction? And then when I feel what? When I feel sad, or I start to feel pressure, or when I go to create something new, unknown. Allow yourself to understand when the addiction shows itself. It may be during these times and not consistent. Or it may be quite consistent. Your addiction may be food. It may be sex, drugs, alcohol. It doesn't matter what the addiction chooses. It is important that you see that the addiction chooses something. And that is the other tricky part about addiction. If it is all of a sudden not allowed to choose its drug of choice, it will choose something else. This is another way that your ego can trick you into thinking you do not have an addiction. Well, I was drinking too much and so I stopped doing that. But now I smoke cigarettes. Now I drink too much coffee. I eat too much food. See if your addiction has transferred itself to another type of addiction. This is a way to tell if you have a relationship to it. How do you process your feelings? Do you process your feelings? If you have an addiction, chances are you do not. Are you able to find resolve when your emotions arise? Are you able to find resolve when the many pressures of life need to be solved? Or do you reach for something that pushes it all down? Does the other voice in your head begin to take over, to tell you why this would be a better idea right now than to deal with that other life pressure, career, emotion? But addiction does not last. It must be repeated over and over again. Another sign that it is, in fact, addiction. You couldn't deal with that particular thing then. But now it has been a few days. I feel better. Let me look at this. And then the voice comes, the cravings come. Your head begins to show you where it may be in the house. This is addiction and the entity that comes with it. What do you mean, entity? Addiction has to take a spiritual form. It is how it hides. All that you have not been dealing with will form into a spirit. When it comes forward, that is when you feel the pressure. That is when you feel overwhelmed. And then there is the entity that holds the addiction itself. The voice, the feelings, the cravings. It might be worse when you first come out of the addictive behavior. Might be harder at that time. Or it might come a day or two later when you start to feel better. Yes, addiction, in fact, has a spirit that comes and blends with your field, begins to tell you that it is time. It is time for us to engage again in that behavior. It comes at times that you are alone. When you have support, it will tend to be easier for the entity of addiction to not be heard as much. When you are alone, you may notice it is worse. I feel it more, I hear it more. You may think of yourself as a spiritual person, but why do I have this problem? Because you are spiritual, because you are sensitive to spiritual energy. An addict has a hard time with the energy in the world, but they are also sensitive to feeling the entity that comes with addiction. Working on yourself, utilizing the tools of spirituality, utilizing your ability to heal, that is what will heal your addiction. Not to succumb to the lower energy that you fear, but to continue to invite in the higher energy, your higher self, the divine infinite intelligence, your inner teachers. Invite these beings in when you feel these addiction entities. Eventually, the higher energy will take the place of the lower energy. And yes, physically speaking, you must stop your behavior. Wean yourself from your behavior or stop your behavior. Get proper help from those that are capable of helping you. Take responsibility for your reality. If you have social anxiety, find out why. What would help my social anxiety? If there are many past traumas that you are not dealing with, seek out the help that you need to deal with these traumas. Use tools to process your emotions. And most of all, be working towards something that is exciting for you. A creativity, a career, something that you enjoy, that can take up the time that you are spending with your addiction. Create a different relationship to creativity. Addiction resides in the second chakra where creativity resides, where relationships and emotions reside. Your second chakra holds it. If you have been involved in very heavy addiction, there is something that you may recognize called the shadow people. You may have many addiction-oriented beings. Releasing them, along with your healing, releasing them, do not deny them. Do not push them to the side. And do not be afraid of them.